This is Tom Browning.
This is Pat Lackey.
This is Raquel Aurelia.
My name is Kurt Evans.
This is Rich Aurelia.
Hi, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast from Red-Hot-Mama.com. I'm your host, Amanda, and with me, as always, is the crack technical staff, Johnny. Welcome to the show, Johnny.
Who are you?
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
Hold on.
It's been a while, huh?
Oh, and the cat's like... Hold on. You can just keep going.
We have a cat that we've had that I got when I was 16. You know, and I did not expect to be making a lifetime commitment to a cat when I got the cat at age 16. Sort of a stupid story about the cat. My mom decided that we were going to get a cat, and she heard that you could get free cats from the barns at the fairgrounds. So we go out to the fairgrounds.
Seems like
they're wild. You know,
quality
feral cat
choice there.
And so, but they're feral, right? So they're totally wild, and we're chasing cats around these barns, you know, and like really worrying the horses that were staying there. And I'm like up on this rafter, climbing on this rafter through this like these unidentifiable substances, probably something not so healthy to be climbing through at about age 16. And I'm suddenly sitting there, and it's really dangerous, right? And I've almost got this kitten cornered, but this kitten can, like, run away from me. Oh, the cat's vomiting. That's awesome. That's another thing that we really love about our cat is her habit of vomiting. At age... Ew. Wow. Damn.
Well, I'm glad I fed her tonight.
Yeah. We should do something about that, because that's going to take the finish off the hardwood. By which I mean you.
So, with the sounds of our cat vomiting, it reminds me of the Reds.
What's awesome is that it's been 12 days since our last podcast, because things keep coming up, and now things just keep coming up. We can't get a damn podcast out. But we have to, because I'm going to be out of state next week. And
yeah, I was thinking of recording one just by myself real quick when, like...
Oh, that'd be interesting.
See how that worked.
Yeah. That would be interesting. It'd probably be the most popular one ever. It'd probably be downloaded 10,000 times or something.
Yeah, you're holding me back.
I know.
That's what's going on.
Don't I know it. It'd be the Red Hot Broadcast with Johnny. The ironically named Red Hot Podcast with Johnny. Okay, let's talk about baseball. What's going on with the Reds?
They suck.
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay, I think a previous podcast I said something about the Astros not being a very good team.
Yeah, that's true.
And you got an email with some flack.
I got a little bit of flack. I got a little bit of flack from the guy from the AstroCast, who emails me every time there's a series between the Astros and the
Reds. Which is like every day this month.
Yeah, no, and, you know, but, I'm not going to hear from him again for like
for years
until next year. Anyway,
I still stand by that, saying that the Astros aren't a very good team.
Sure,
but it just turns out that the Reds are an even worse team.
They
like,
are
by a lot.
Wow, they are really bad. It's really something special how bad they are.
But they finally did something about it today.
They took care of the bullpen, didn't they?
Yeah.
What'd they do?
They sent down Eddie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They didn't take care of the bullpen at all. In fact, they sent down Eddie. I saw a lot of people on C-Trent's blog that seemed to compare the move to sending down Kearns when Kearns was having that rough patch there for a while. They talked about Eddie having an attitude problem. I'm not seeing it myself. I think that... I don't know.
He hasn't been doing as good as they wanted. He's like, his batting average, on base percentage, slugging, they're all really low.
Sure.
Too low for
sure
what they need. But I don't know.
Yeah, but...
I'm okay with sending him down, but like, it's kind of a non-event because it's not going to make the team better.
Right.
It's not going to make them worse.
Well, the thing
it's
is
like nothing.
That the guy they're bringing up, who are they bringing up? Kepinger. I mean, he's doing very well in AAA and, you know.
Whatever.
Get himself a shot. That's fine, whatever. But like you say, third base was not really the problem. Except for one game this week when the two errors there were really the problem.
Right. But, you know, that's one game. How many games have the bullpen blown? Like 10?
How many games have the manager? Has the manager blown?
I don't know.
They're not doing anything about that either.
No, they're not going to.
No, they're not.
Castellini seems totally fine with Naren, and Kripke thinks they're doing a good job.
Well, I mean, do you know that? Has he said that? I mean, have you heard anything from Castellini?
Yeah, there was the talk show host on 700 tonight said that during the game today he sat in the owner's box and was talking to him. And Castellini was standing by.
They're doing great. I love this team. Just look how good they're doing.
Yeah.
We're having tons of Ryan Friel dirty shirt nights, and we're giving away all sorts of all manner
of... He seemed to think that the people he had there were doing good. So, wow. We're stuck with them.
That's awesome.
We're stuck with the manager who knows nothing about managing a bullpen, and the general manager who doesn't exist.
Yeah, yeah, where the hell has he gone off to?
Where has he been since... He's done nothing of note since signing Alex Gonzalez.
I don't think that's entirely true. Didn't he bring... what about... was Hamilton before Gonzalez then?
Oh, you're right, Hamilton. Hamilton's I can't remember when the Rule 5 draft was. But if that might have been after Gonzalez.
Well, I know he still exists because I saw him on a televised game the other day. He was looking kind of worn out. But
From all the work he's not been doing.
He was probably doing work. It's just not resulting in anything. work smarter, Crib Dog, not harder.
Yeah. Words to live by.
Actually accomplish something. Because it's pretty painful watching this team. And you know what? And they won today, I guess. I mean, it was during the day, and I have to work during the day, too. So it's not like I can sit down and...
It's possible that the bullpen has turned a corner. I mean, could they get much worse?
Based on today?
Well, they've had two games in a row where they didn't allow any runs.
Okay, yeah.
I'm being optimistic.
Yeah, there you go. They turned the corner. Two games in a row.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's all we have is hope, you know?
I take it all back.
Because obviously, there's not going to be any new pitchers added because they've got.
Clearly not, and then that's the sort of the timber of the quotes that we've been hearing from...
Oh, these are our guys!
These are our guys, and we're sticking with them. Well, except for Eddie, who we're apparently sending down.
Because he was the problem.
Yes, he was the problem. Whatever.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
It just strikes me as gross incompetence, but what do I know about running a baseball team?
Well, nothing. Actually.
Just a fan sitting there yelling at the guys because they...
for yelling at the TV. But, you know, it's not like you've ever had a chance to fail, which is, you've never failed at it, which is
Naren has failed at it multiple times. He failed at it with Texas. He failed at it with the Reds last year.
Some of the things that Naren does wrong, I just don't even understand how you can have played baseball and have been, you know, borne witness to so many games and mess them up. Just being in the vicinity of baseball, I would think that, you know, you'd realize not to send coffee out 5 times in 7 days or whatever the hell that was, or...
I don't know.
Okay, what else? Is the team doing anything else? They're still last place in the division.
They are still in last place. The Brewers are still way ahead of everyone else.
What the hell's going on with the Brewers?
I don't know, because we saw them earlier in the year and they were terrible.
They looked like the 2005 Reds.
Yeah, they were like booting balls all over the place.
Is it just that the Reds had a powerful offense?
Maybe.
I appreciate that they have the best record in baseball, but they've been playing other NLC teams. Oh, and Washington.
I think they swept Washington.
I would hope so. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not giving that that best record in baseball crap any particular credence at this
Washington
point in the season.
Washington Nationals, the lone team still in single-digit wins.
Ooh, ouch. Man. Yeah, at least we don't have Bowden.
Thank God. Though every now and then I feel like Kripke's Bowden light or... I don't know.
I think the difference there is that whereas Bowden is actually evil, Kripke is just indifferent.
Ah.
It's like the difference between being actively, you know, trying to cause pain and just not minding when pain is caused.
But they both seem to have the same theory of, like, casting out a net and pulling in all these players and like, oh, one of them will stick, you know, like one of them will be good and tasty. This analogy, never mind.
Yeah, delicious. So Milwaukee's leading the pack with what, Chicago?
Chicago's the only other team at or above 500. They're 16-16. In second place, they've turned it on a bit.
Yeah, Houston.
Which they had been incredibly unlucky even for a team in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not surprising.
It seems like it's been forever since we've gotten a look at Chicago, so I'd be interested to actually see them play.
Houston vaulted past the Reds by winning 3 of the 4-game series,
mm-hmm.
and they're in third.
Vaulted past the Reds. Yeah. They started out ahead of the Reds.
No.
They weren't.
No, before that
series, they're currently in third, and the Reds are in sixth.
Yeah,
before that series,
the Reds were ahead, and I think the Astros, if they weren't in last place, they were next to last.
What their record is, and that should be pretty easy to figure out: 16-18, 15-20.
So before, the Astros were 13-17.
Okay, 13-17,
and the Reds would have been 14-17.
They were all very close together.
Yeah, so that's barely ahead. But
Houston's in fourth, St. Louis in fifth, and the Reds in last place.
9.5
games out.
Wow.
So is the season over?
Well, no. I mean, obviously not. But you know, if continuing down this path, clearly it's not going anywhere. I mean, something's going to have to change. Somehow the ship is going to have to be righted, and I'm not seeing any evidence that that's happening.
Oh, they sit down, Eddie.
And this Kappinger's really going to turn it on. Who knows?
Think they'll send down Coffee?
Possibly.
Would that help?
No. No, I don't think so, because it's like they can bring in anyone they want, but they misuse them, and they're not going to perform well. So, you know, maybe it would help in the short term because they'd bring up someone who was well-rested from Louisville.
From proper management
in
Louisville.
Until they were exhausted, and then they would send them down and maybe bring back Coffee, who would then have gotten a nap and be doing all right. But,
oh, what about Milton?
What about Milton? Yeah, he's on the DL now. He's it was funny because we were on the, well, it wasn't really funny, but we were on the road and you'd heard that he'd been cut.
I caught the tail end of it. Something about Milton not being with the club. I'm like, what? And then they proceeded to not talk about sports anymore. So.
Yeah, of course. I'm like, really? I couldn't believe that. I'm like, I gotta get back to the house. I've gotta go write something about it. And then they're like, oh, he's on the DL. Well, yeah, actually, that's sort of what I was gonna say. You're like, why cut him? Why not put him on the DL? Oh, well, there you go.
So he's gonna have his start Sunday. So they're gonna probably call someone up.
What I liked about Milton going on the DL was that it's like the news stories or the press release or something was trying to spin it like, no, he's got a real legitimate medical reason. He was complaining after the game, so we thought we'd better get him an MRI. And then, like, they kind of, like, gloss over the fact that the MRI didn't show anything. And they're like, yeah, Kremchak diagnosed him with a strain, which I'm guessing cannot show up on an MRI. And he's just like, oh, yeah, it hurts. Must be strained or sprained or whatever the hell's wrong with it.
Here's my idea.
Yeah?
Put Milton in the bullpen.
Well, there's an interesting idea. Do you have any basis for
that
idea?
No. I don't want him starting.
Oh, you want him appearing in every game?
Yeah.
Because that's what would happen. Yeah. We'd be seeing him every single night.
Sounds good to me. Then he might really get injured.
Well, that may be the case. Or they might just keep sending him out there. They might just say, he's never going to work this out unless we just keep getting him on back on that horse.
I do wonder if he'll start again, though, for the Reds. Because
he's
been mediocre.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they have so many other options at starter. They've got all these great got all these good, adequate options at starter. It seems odd to just keep making Milton go out there and be... Yeah.
You know, they'll bring up someone and we'll see how he does. I think that it's probably too soon to
It won't to be tell. Bailey.
Oh, no. I don't think so. It'll
probably be either...
I hadn't thought about the home game angle, but that's a good angle. That's probably true that they wouldn't bring him up. But I would... I mean, there hasn't been a single person yet who said he's ready, has there? I haven't heard anyone say anything like that.
He's ready whenever they want him to be ready, I think.
Yeah, but you want to bring him up and put him in the bullpen.
Well, not with the way that Naren manages it.
He's not ready. He's got the fastball. He doesn't have the off-speed stuff. And then the whole thing about, like, dealing with runners and dealing with, you know, the other things. How old is the kid? Like, 20?
I don't know.
Is he even 20 yet? He's 20, isn't he?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but I think
the names being bandied about for the start are Bobby Livingston, who was in the running for the starting rotation
till
the end of spring training, and Phil Dumitrate.
I've heard this name. Who they could have had? Brandon Clausen.
Where the heck is he?
I think he's with the New York team. I'm not sure how he's doing. Probably not very well, but I just think back to, you know, the fact that they just kind of let him go. Drift away.
I bet he could have sucked in the bullpen just as much as the old farts they've got.
We are so rich with pitching, we can just
Mike
let
Stanton
it go.
And his 6-7 plus ERA.
Yeah, we
he
know.
Signed through next year too.
What the hell?
Awesome. Pitching?
What is your problem, man?
Anyway,
we should try to be positive. Let's try to look on.
Hey,
the
they they've got a winning streak going.
That's right, a one game winning streak, and now they're. Do they take off? Do they have to?
No. They don't have another day off till. Gosh, I don't know.
So they're traveling out to the West Coast, right?
They sure are.
And they don't even get a day off for traveling to the West Coast, do they?
Well, they had a day game.
That sucks. Still.
They're going out to Los Angeles.
Of course, the way out there isn't so bad. It's the way back that kicks your ass.
They do have a day off on the way back between...
Yeah.
Before going to Cleveland or something like that.
Right. Tomorrow, the next game for the Reds, Arroyo versus Wolf.
Reds versus Wolf? Dodgers.
I think his name's Randy. He's okay.
He's a Randy Wolf. He's got a first name that's an adjective and a last name that's a noun. That's awesome.
Just like Bronson Arroyo.
He sounds like it's like Wolf Blitzer or something. It sounds like a fake name, Randy Wolf.
It's like his porn name.
It's a pickup line. It's a pickup line. Like, you know, hey, what's your name? I'm Randy Wolf.
Oh. Randy.
Oh wow, you're so hot.
Wolf.
I would hope he makes that exact noise. Anyway, so should we wrap this up? Have you got anything else? Because this
I got nothing.
And there's still cat vomit festering on the.
You're gonna have to clean that up. I got a podcast at it.
Yeah,
pulled the podcast card. So let's get this win streak going.
Go Reds for tomorrow with the game against in LA, right?
Yep.
And
late game.
Here's hoping that who's at the string for the Reds?
Arroyo.
Arroyo
goes. You know, the first of the four hard luck pitchers.
Yes, maybe.
Herring's the only one who's not. He goes out, allows 5 runs, and gets a win.
Yeah, he's
the good luck.
The good luck. The soft luck.
I don't know.
Okay, let's try that again. Okay, so they're going off on the road tomorrow, going to LA. So we'll be staying up really late to watch that game. And we'll be hoping to continue this win streak and hopefully the bullpen has turned that corner.
Hopefully.
So you
know. Sure they have. Yes, they have.
Keep positive. Keep on hanging in there and go Reds.
The Red Hot Broadcast is recorded weekly in front of a live studio audience. To send your comments to the show, email us at rhm@red-hot-mama.com and visit the website at red-hot-mama.com.